Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. We are. We are one. do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I know now that we are one. There is no separation. We are one.
Okay, so I don't think I wanted that song to end. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I want to thank all of you for being with me a Sunday night. How are all of you doing? I hope you enjoyed that. That was Just Cynthia. still don't understand why she calls herself just Cynthia, because she's got a mighty, mighty voice and mighty, mighty power ushering us into a lover's year, 2013. But before I get into all that, let me also remember that Carly Jackson started us out with We Are One, and you can find Carly Jackson on Facebook, and you spell her name C-A-R-L-L-I-E Jackson, J-A-X-E-N, and Just Cynthia is at Just Cynth, JUSSENT.com. Now let's all take a deep breath. Okay, how was that? Is everybody feeling good? Because I'm sure feeling good having you all with me. I want to thank everybody on the phone line. I see Tanya. I see Tam Tam. Numbers I don't recognize. And hands are already up. We are going to be doing readings tonight. And you are free to call in 347-426-3346. I also have a fan like page if you want to post questions there. That's the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Facebook. Let's see, how many other ways can you reach us? I think that's basically it. And also, let me say hey to everybody in the chat room. My whole family's in there. Chanu, Guest 6834, Mother Wit, Tracy Ann Miller, Vicky Lady, thank you for being with us. I'm just overwhelmed because, you know, there's so many places that you can be tonight, but you're chilling with me on the Life Conversations Radio Network.com. And here's the beautiful thing about this network, people. I'm really proud to be a part of this radio family. We've got you covered all week. Okay, except for Saturday. But you can still go into the archive. So you can start your week out with me on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And then Monday through Wednesday, you've got the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. He's taking care of you during lunch. Now you want a mini weekend, start your weekend off early? I'm Bossa Safara, the Play Experience. Friday, Life Coach a Day is syndicated on With Ben Radio. Saturday, you chill out a little bit and then come back here with me on Sunday. What other place is offering you so much soul food and so many different variations? So I'm proud to be a part of Life Conversations Radio Network, and I want to thank the head of the network, Life Coach a Day, for helping me with the technical piece, and also man in the phone line. And I know he's having fun with that. So, with that said, let's get to just a little bit about what we're going to talk about and what this show is about. I have been playing with tarot cards since my 20s, and other gifts opened up for me around numerology and medicine cards. And I call it my practice, introspective play. And I had this way of taking the numbers, dealing with the colors on the card, creating affirmations for myself so that I could just get to know myself better and feel better as I was walking the world. You know, I'm not going to tell the crying story of the loneliness and rejection of childhood. I mean, who hasn't had that, right? And every single one of us has had to find a way to pull ourselves back up. So for me, I got to find my way to play into my own divinity and understanding who I am through, say it together, introspective play, because you can make it fun. You can. So that is just a quick gist of what the show is about. And, oh, by the way, if you're going to call in and ask for a reading, you got to tell me what you ate for dinner because I'm hungry. And, okay, I'm just kidding. You don't have to tell me, but you do have to bring me a plate. Yeah, okay. I'm the only one laughing at that, I know. All is well. So, guess what? We are in a very special time. Happy New Year. How's it starting off for you? Did you know that it is a lover's year? 2 + 0 + 1 + 3 = 6. We're going to play with that a little bit. But before we get into the year, let me tell you what the number is for the day. I need a drum roll. Okay, I can't drum, but it's 11. And 11 is a master number. So what we're going to do today is tie in the energy on this Sunday night of the master number 11, pulling into the lover's year for 2013. So we're going to learn tools right now to prepare for all of the expansive energy that comes with number 6. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So 11 in tarot is the strength or justice card, depending on your tarot deck. Now come in a little closer because I'm going to let you know that someone, and I can't remember his name right now, but at first the card was justice for number 8, and then 11 was strength. Now the cards I follow, Mother Peace Tarot, has strength at 11. And I like that. So if you have a tarot deck and you're like, hey, she got that wrong, it's justice. No, no, no. I got it right for me. You can flow with, you know, any way that it works for you. But when I learned that the original tarot deck started out with justice first and then ended on strength, well, I figured as strength is 11, I'm getting double the power. So I want that. I mean, I asked for justice early so that, you know, everybody, you know, reap what they sow, we learn our lessons. But when I'm coming off of that Wheel of Fortune number 10, I want double the strength, which is why I love to say that strength is 11. So not only that, the number 11, it's also, you know, speaks about mirror reflections. It's a channel to the subconscious as well. You know, you put those ones together like that, and it does look like a channel, like you're opening yourself up for something big and beautiful to come through. Now, the other thing is when you tie that energy to the strength card, traditionally the strength card looks like a woman, she's taming a lion. And what that's about is not taming an animal, but really taming your lower base instincts and blending them together in a gentle way. It's gentle persistence. It's loving strength. So very strong feminine piece around power. That's the energy of the day right now that's running. So when we think about that with 2013, the year that we're moving in, it equals 6. Here are all the fun ways that we break down that 6. And remember, you can call in. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I know I'm giving you a lot, but I also want to take some callers as well. And these phones are jumping. So let me go ahead and give you just a little bit, a little spider web, they call me Spider Woman, on how 6 is so phenomenal and so beautiful. And we all get to walk into this energy this year, okay? So the first thing is 6 is ruled by the planet Venus, which is love, beauty, romance, sensuality. 6 is the snake in medicine cards, which is transmutation. And, you know, sometimes those poison, you know, you find that there's cure in the poison, the venom for a snake. The snake sheds the skin, transmutation, turning lead into gold, alchemy. Now, not only is 6 the snake in medicine cards, but the snake is running in Chinese astrology this year. So you have two cultures that has an animal that has the same animal that's running this year, which I love. 6 is the lovers in tarot cards, and 6 is astrologically connected to the sign of Gemini, which is twins. Interesting, because we've got 11 running today, and I'm talking about twins. So you want to find love this year? Be the love you want to see. And that's my breakdown on 2013. I am just excited. I'm excited about this energy. I'm excited about the walk. And I think it is absolutely amazing that so many of my friends and people that I don't know are walking it with me. So I know that the people are probably going to have some questions like, how does she do that? But, you know, the thing is like when you combine these energies together and you start to see synchronicities, for me, that's just the stronger truth, like, wow, you know, there's something really happening. Oh, I forgot somebody. 6 is also ruled by an African orisha by the name of Shango. So I also like to call this the year of the drummer. Now, most people are familiar with Thor, who's a thunder god from Norse, you know, mythology. But we also have a thunder god from Africa. And he is King Shango, actually. And they say that when there's thunder outside, that's him drumming. So he's the god of drumming and dance and beauty. And, oh, okay. Well, he likes beauty. I could go more into detail about that, but I won't. But let's just say King Shango is the rock and roll dude of Orisha. So he kind of gets in a little bit of trouble. I still dig him, though. But he's in charge of all musicians. So we were in full-on alignment doing that love glow. So that is a whole lot about the number six, which is why I love it so much. And I hope that you walk 2013 in love and you feel it and you're looking for it and in everything, you know, even the bad times. There's love there because God is love. Love is God. And when we remember that, we don't get lost. We also have family that's backing us up. I don't know who Lady D is in the chat room, but I love that Lady D 13 because it's the 13th, 2013. Now, I'm not sure if I said this to these unknown people in the chat room, but you are welcome to log on to Blog Talk Radio if you want us to see you. In the meantime, I think that we might be ready for a caller. See here, I think we're going to try to talk to Sandy from Ohio. Wants a reading.
Hi.
Hello, Sandy. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Thank you for calling me. Okay, what did you eat tonight?
Do what?
What did you eat tonight? What was for Sunday dinner?
I'm not my gosh. Bacon, eggs, and toast.
Oh, okay, so you'll bring that next time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. So, Sandy, I see here that you like a reading about around a relationship.
Well, see one coming in. I don't have one at the time, and just wondering about one.
Now, Sandy, I'm going to tell you this. I don't do, how do you say, prophecy per se, right?
Okay.
But what we can do is go to the Mother Peace tarot cards. That's what I'm feeling for you. So I'm going to shuffle real quick. Do we see a relationship coming in for Miss Sandy? The one thing I want to tell you, Sandy, is about Mother Peace tarot cards. They have very gentle feminine cards, mainly featuring women of color, women of actually all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I like these cards for you because they're circular. And the circle is all about give and take. And what I'm hearing for you is be the love you want to make. Got me rhyming, Sandy. But
good.
I know, right? Let's start with one card for you, honey. All right, let's see who's coming to you. Oh, Shaman of Cups. Okay. Now, Sandy, this card is to the right. And Cups is about relationships and emotions and psychic abilities. I have fish in the background. There's lots of water. There's fire, cauldron, and this person is pouring water, and they're wearing a mask. So what I am feeling for you in this moment, Sandy, is you have the ability to connect with people. You have the ability to master talking and communicating to do your work. Because this is Shaman of Cups is at work.
Okay.
Meaning that when we're on work mode, we usually aren't vulnerable and showing ourselves. It's almost
right.
Like you put wall up. So that wall may be the very wall that's blocking you from really opening up to that energy. So I'm not sure what you do for a living, but I would highly recommend that you drop some walls to feel your emotions, to invite energy, to have an ebb and flow within your being. It A, will make you very attractive, and you'll be a magnet for it. Now, this Shaman of Cups is also a master. You know, they know how to handle their emotions, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they know how to be vulnerable with it.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, is there anything about that that doesn't feel true for you, that's not resonating? Am I...
You're right on.
I'm right on?
Yes.
Wow. Where do you work, Sandy?
I work at a factory to where we make whipped cream.
Yeah, you're not going to be putting a lot of emotions in whipped cream, are you?
Not
now,
really.
You know, I can make some, you know I can make some jokes about whipped cream, but we're not going to do that right
oh,
now.
Yes, I know.
But, hey, you could take some home, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Okay.
Yes.
So, you work in a factory. So, where are you in the evenings times? Are you in places, Sandy, where you can get out, drop your mask, and feel like a girly girl and do what you want to do?
Normally, I work third shift.
Ooh, what time is that? Is that late at night?
Well, usually on Sunday nights, usually around, I got to be there at 10.
Okay. Okay. So, therefore, work is blocking your ability to meet people at night.
Yes.
Okay. I see it now. I absolutely see it. Okay. Well, then on those days off, right, when you get the time off,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to get out. Have you heard of, what do they call them? What is it, the places that they go meet up? Where people go, you know, I've heard of people playing games. You need to get active.
Okay.
You know, you don't have enough opportunities to meet whoever you're looking for. And the cards
I understand.
On you. And the cards told on you.
Yes.
Working.
Yes.
You know, but you sound absolutely delightful, Sandy, and I do believe, and I'll just say this, I mean, your voice, just the energy, for me, what I'm sensing is it's just a matter of timing, honey. It's a matter of timing and putting yourself in a position to be seen.
Okay.
You get out there, you'll have some fun, and I want to hear about it, too.
That sounds fantastic. Why, thank you so very much for your time, and I love your show. You are fantastic.
Well, thank you, Sandy. I appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Come on back now. You here?
Oh, I sure will. Thank you.
All
Have
right,
a great
sister.
Day. Mm-hmm.
You too. You too. Well, since I'm on a roll, I want to speak with, Let's go for a Mudwit. How you doing? My sister.
I am good. How are you, sister?
I am wonderful. Thank you for calling. Now, are you looking for a little romance in your life?
I am.
I'm not psychic. I'm reading that. You got all quiet like, ooh, how does she know? No, I'm just kidding.
All powerful Celeste.
Oh, I'm only as powerful as the people I have around me, and I count you as one of them, my sister. So, you know what? Mother Peace is doing people really well tonight, so let me go to that for you, okay?
Okay.
And how is Wisconsin right now? You cold?
A little bit, but it's not as bad as it could be, so I'm thankful.
I know that's right.
Very thankful.
Right. My mother went, so what you hear me doing, family is shuffling. And I'm going to pull out a card for my mother wit.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Ooh, wow. Let's see. Girl. Okay, I'm so over this. I love it. 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 I have to tell family, though. I know, mother, but the truth is I can't, you know, I'm pulling these cards blind. So, and what that means is I'm not looking at them, pulling them. I'm just, you know, going to the deck and what pops out, pops out. What popped out for you, my sister, is the Priestess of Wands. Now, you know Wands in tarot is fire. I'm about to break out with some Ohio players. But it's fire, right? And she is absolutely gorgeous. Mother Witch, she is nude, and nudity in tarot is about unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. She's walking with a lioness. There's a rainbow in the background, and they just made a rain happen. You know, they are going off to be a blessing to their community, which is what you do on your show, on FB. You're just dropping so much wisdom. Now, I have to tell you, it's reversed. So we're going to have to turn the passion and the fire up because it's there. You've got the energy. I really believe that if this card shows up for you, regardless of the position, you've got rights to the power that is being displayed in this card. So affirming right now, I'm going to share my affirmation with you as I turn this card right side up because we have the power to do that. We are not run by cards. We use the cards as play tools to tap in and to see. And being healers, we get to turn it. Yes, I said that, and I did it. So I'm looking at an upright priestess of wands, braids straight out. She's walking with a lioness, okay? And my affirmation this year is, if I can remember it, I am the love I want to see, and all good things are attracted to me.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes, I'm sharing it with my family. I am the love I want to see, and all good things are attracted to me. Wands is about fire. It's about passion. It's about sexuality. It's about creativity. You are not lacking in that. I just need you to remember it.
Yes.
You know, you need to continue to walk in your goddess energy. No, I mentioned the strength card already, and it has a lion on it. And here's a lioness showing up for you.
Yes, she's
a twin lion.
She's a guy. She's been with me forever. Valerie, which is my name, means strength. So I'm always surrounded by that lioness.
Mhm. And you pull a card. It has a lioness in it. This is absolutely beautiful. So you know you're protected. You know it's coming. It already is. You know, I mean, you are a powerful woman in your own right. No doubt about it. And you know it. You're just going to have to keep walking it and speaking it and being it.
Thank you, beloved. Confirmation. Confirmation. On point.
Thank you, Mother Witch. I know I don't have to tell you not to be a stranger. What you eat tonight?
I had potatoes. I was longing for sweet potatoes. And I put sugar and butter on them, and I was in heaven.
Now you're just showing off. Okay. We done with her. I love you, Mother Witt. Okay, next time, bring those sweet potatoes with you, okay?
You got it.
All right, I love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, I think to see you. Yes. Ooh, I need to go drink some water. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to M from PA. We'll be getting to you. I see you, Colby, and I see some other numbers that are up. We're going to try to get to all of you. So we'll be right back.
And receivers of love, and love will have the final word.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. And I just heard from a little birdie that the reason why I am on this radio right now is on the line. And I just want to thank her. Denise King was a radio personality in Washington, D.C., who allowed me to interview her for my school newspaper. And I'm going to tell you, my life shifted that day because I got to go into radio studios and do voiceovers. And I'm just so grateful to know that she's in here with me. Hello, family.
Yes.
And all of you. Oh.
Hi, baby doll. How are you doing? Your radio mom.
Oh, my radio mom.
Hey,
hello,
everybody
Denise.
In the world. I'm listening, of course, and I'm doing, good, good. She's doing well. Yes, I'm judging, you know, as a good mentor and mom should, and saying, well, you need to spend more time talking to your people, you know, things
mom.
Like that. But here's something I wanted to let you know. I was very glad that you opened the show with the number 11. It's significant to me because January 11th is the day that my dad was born. Of course, you know, he's gone now, but I was thinking a lot about him. So 1-1-13 was very interesting. 1-1-1-13. I thought about him. But here's something even more interesting, the number 6 that you talked about. And the snake and the year of the snake. Well, guess whose year this is for the year of the snake?
Are you kidding?
I'm 5 years old this year.
That's amazing.
You know what that means? Do you know
no,
what that means?
No, I don't. I'm not that deep, but
what?
You got that. Mom. Go for it.
Okay, now listen. You can't go and talk about the Chinese year of any animal without knowing that each animal only recurs every 12 years. So 12 times 5 means how old am I?
Sorry, is that 70?
Yeah, shut your mouth, girl. And recalculate. No, I was never good at math.
60,
either,
60. Forgive me. You know what? Ma, look, okay, look, Denise. Ma, Denise.
Yeah.
The reality
is
everybody in this show knows that I have to calculate by a calculator, and you're like trying to get
fingers,
me to do it in my head.
Calculators and stuff like that.
You
oh,
know,
I guess
but
that's
it's
something
okay.
You inherited from me.
Indeed. So... So you are 60.
Yes, I will be 60.
Okay, now understand this. I'm a Spider Woman. So I'm pulling in from all these pieces. Just be happy I know it's the snake, water snake, actually.
Well,
no, only your family
I just want to
call
let
you
out,
know. Folks.
No, I just wanted to let you know how I'm connected with you, my dear. So, again, today
it.
I'm connected with you in another way. And,
I love it.
That you mentioned the Year of the Snake, and I have to tell you, I've been thinking about what I'm going to do with the Year of the Snake all this time. And Chinese New Year is not until usually the end of January, beginning of February.
That's right.
It's in
right.
That time
Chinese
frame.
So we
I
have
to
do it all
myself.
Over again.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that cool?
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
And I think you're doing a wonderful job, and I'm very, very
Thanks.
Proud of you. So just keep up the good work and give
I
love
sure
to
will.
Everyone. Okay?
I sure will. Thank you, Mama Denise. That's my radio
you're
mom
welcome.
Who gave me my first shot on the radio when I was just 13 years old. So thank you for being with me. Now I'm about to blow your mind and do some more readings. I don't think she's ever heard me do that, family. So.
Well, not until tonight.
Wonderful. Okay, so
Take
we're
care.
Gonna go. To,
love
thank you,
sweetie.
Too.
Love
I
everyone.
Love you. I sure will. Okay, we're
Bye.
Gonna go to M. In Pennsylvania, and I know we're getting down to the wire. Hello, M. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself? I just
oh,
wanted to open up by sharing a couple of things. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I was led to you by a Facebook friend, a mother. I saw a tag on her wall. I said, let me go check
mm-hmm.
this out. And
yeah.
as you explained about 6/11 and drumming, I was born
mm-hmm.
on June 6th. June, of course, excuse me, June the 11th day, and I was born on a Sunday, and I'm a drummer. So I almost dropped the phone, so I knew
oh,
I had to get
you,
get
really?
To you. Yes.
That's a good thing I didn't disrespect Shango tonight. So, Em, let me know. What's your question? How can I help you now? I understand you could have questions about life and business.
Yeah. You know, just what to, expect next, pretty much. You know, because I kind of know your destiny is kind of leads in where you're going to, you know, it's like running a flag up a pole, pretty much. You know, where your primary
mm-hmm.
concern is, and everything will follow after that. But it just seemed like things are kind of, you know, being blocked. I know what I am to do, but it's like. Just thickets sometimes everywhere I turn. Just a general reading of what to expect next.
Okay, you know what, Em? You are the first person who made me go to my Black Angel cards, actually.
The what?
Black Angel cards, my brother.
Uh-oh, come on now.
They are created by Earthlyn Marcelin, and
okay.
they can be used for men and women, but they're really powerful. And let's see here. The Reaper. Okay. You have two paths that you can walk. You can walk the path of liveliness, high spiritness, or you can be asleep through yearning. This card features a woman who's lifting up the world with her arms. And the world is easier to lift up in if your energy and your spirits are high in the moment. Follow the things you love. You got all that 6, you got all that 11, you're a drummer. Use that to fuel your passion to move in the area that you want to go through your heart. When you yearn, you lack, and you stay asleep. Become alive with fire and passion, and the direction will lay out right before you.
Okay.
Now.
Excellent.
How does that work for you? How do you feel about that?
That sounds good. That sounds good. That sounds very good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
So think about those things that, you know, you got to watch your divine diet, Em. I got that from Michael Eric Tyson. That's not mine, but I'm giving you credit.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to watch your divine diet is what I'm hearing for you.
Mm-hmm.
No? Anything
no, no, you know, you right. You're right. You know, it's I agree.
Mm.
I'm not even going to make an excuse. I agree.
And just, you know, feed your spirit what it most needs. Okay? Affirmations, connections, drum more, dance more, connect, and you'll be just fine.
Fantastic.
All right, Em, call back again. It's always nice to talk to a brother during a read, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You stay blessed. And we're going to go to Colby next. Hey, Miss Colby, how are you doing, my sister?
I am doing very well, Celeste. How are you?
I am fine. I'm sorry to be rushing through these, but the beautiful thing is I will be back every Sunday at 8 o'clock. You can have dinner with me, family. So, how may I be of service to you, Queen Colby?
Well, I am at a very tough point in my career, and I was basically looking for some guidance on that. Things have been happening. Clients have been coming, but it's just like a lot of stress and a lot of pressure. And I just landed my first celebrity client on Friday.
Your 11th
client. And it went well. However, it just was like a lot of stress. So I'm just trying to figure out what is kind of blocking me from just doing this really smoothly.
Okay, I hear you. You know what, we're going to go to the Goddess Everyday Affirmations for you.
Okay.
Yep, we're going to see what comes. And this is so great. Sorry. All right. You. I pulled the five High Priest for you. It was reversed. So the key is the High Priest is the Hierophant in tarot.
Okay.
And what this card says is, I am transcendent of time and space. And I think it's really funny because I'm sure it's the one thing that you think you don't have enough of time and space to be and to express and work. And I know all the roles of mothering and wife and all of that. What I'm going to say to you is, you get in alignment with being the High Priest of your life. And that doesn't mean following societal demands. That means taking the time to meditate, stop, get still, and ask Colby's soul what Colby most want to do, and prioritize from that space than the space of running around and trying to meet everybody else's needs outside of you.
Right. Yes. You know I do that, so.
Yeah, you know, but you're going to have to claim that High Priest energy for yourself. Otherwise, you're going to be running ragged all year, taking care of everybody else. Now, just for the fun of it, I was like, okay, let me pull another card. I pulled the Mother Peace Tarot. I got an Eight of Swords. There are two crow looking at this person, and they keep putting their sword inside of a wall, trying to get out. And it's not working. It's totally not working at all. So that is the key. That is the piece right now for you, is to being able to break out of the wall by connecting with just a higher vision and a higher presence of what Colby wants for her. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, how does that resonate with you, my sister?
I mean, it really does resonate. Because up until, I guess, the beginning of the year, I have been kind of trying to learn about me, because I have been, of course, a mother and a wife and at a young age. And so I've been taking care of a family not really worried about me. But in the process, I have this career going, and it has the ability to be something really awesome for me. And I guess I'm just trying to balance being a businesswoman and a, you know, and family, and struggling with the guilt of, you know, leaving my family to go do business.
See, yeah, and that's what I'm picking up on. You're going to have to think of that in a different kind of way. And you will find that right match that connects and aligns your soul, your spirit, your heart, your mind, your body, and all of that. But you, though, are just going to have to find a story that works for you, because you're not any good to anybody if you're not working from a place of love, which is what 2013 is about. Okay?
Right.
All right.
Yes, I agree.
So I think
I love you so much.
I love you too. I think that's about it for the show. And I just really want to thank everybody in the family for calling in, for just inspiring me and connecting me with my heart's desire and my heart's goal. Remember, 2013 is your year to walk in love, your year to find your voice and to dance your passion. No matter what it is, follow your calling, follow your heart, and drum this year. Just a quick recap. Six is the snake for medicine cards, Native American culture. The water snake for Chinese New Year. We have the lovers, which is connected to Gemini. And also Shango and African Orisha. And the number six is ruled by the goddess of love, Venus. That's a lot of tools to play with. Join me again next week for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I love all of you. Remember to love yourself. Thank you.
Let there be peace in my mind. Let there be peace.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.